Podcast 93, Condo Grayskull.
93!
We're getting close to a hundo.
Yes, God. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of podcasts. That's over 100 hours, probably, I would assume.
Straight ballin'.
Probably, right. Yeah. I think we've had more that went slightly over than some. Yeah, maybe.
It's a mix.
Yeah.
You know, intro, outro music. Does that count?
Though the extra podcasts.
Yeah, we that did does push us over.
Episode two.
That just never happened. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you go
probably
through growing pains.
Over.
Well, nonetheless, Eric Friesen, Joe Frugic, Colin Zimmer, we're all here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We are all here, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the people that are here are here.
Well,
we
you know,
are all here.
Yeah, Mike, that's a good point. We're not all here. And in, I guess I'm in two ways. We're not all here.
No.
And we're not all here.
But we are all here.
We're not all there, you mean? I don't know.
I'm not entirely certain. This got way too deep, way too fast.
Sorry about that. Yeah, this is,
I thought we were going to keep it light tonight.
This sorry, is, you're right.
The real question is, are we all?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Or how about, are we?
That's the sound of minds imploding.
Or how about just,
are
we?
Are.
So speaking of keeping it light, let's talk about lightsabers.
Zoom.
You. So, you know, recently there was a beta for Battlefront, a Star Wars game, okay?
As recently as...
Like
still
earlier,
today?
No, earlier this morning, I think, is when they finally pulled it. Yeah, yeah, it's close.
Because
I
know they extended it a day.
They extended it, yeah.
I was hoping they'd keep it through the weekend. I played it only a little bit over last night, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are your impressions? It's a Star Wars game.
Yes.
Just to set everyone up who hasn't played it, it can be first person or third person.
Can you switch it to
yeah,
third
you
person?
Can. And no, really. It's something that actually they recommend third person, and I played it in third, because you get this much wider view, and the aiming doesn't change. And when you get shot, you don't get that head, like, kind of like your reticle pulling up from getting shot.
Really.
That's
okay.
Not on there. So it's actually way more accurate. You see way more around you. And so,
I had
yeah.
no idea.
Yeah, I watched this video of all the things that... they wish they changed on it, and they talked about the first and third person view. It was a guy critiquing the whole thing, just kind of.
Was it a video from the developers or was
no,
it a video
no, it was
just,
a fan. Okay. Yeah, some guy. In,
I was like, they're in beta. It's not too
UK.
Late to change it.
Right, right.
Or and they could go with the Blizzard method and change it over the next 6 years.
Right, that's true too. Well, also, whenever there's a beta or something for E3, there's always an extra team trying to make that work while the real game's getting developed.
Right.
So it's usually an entirely different beast. And the network code gets way better. That's the whole point of doing a beta, you know, testing it out. But,
yeah.
What did you think? I mean, it's you run around and you shoot stormtroopers, or stormtroopers, you know, shoot everything else.
Yeah, no, it was. I had pretty fun time with it.
Yeah,
I thought it. It seemed pretty well, pretty much ready. I don't know that I encountered any problems. I thought it, the like the special. I never got to play as Vader or Luke in the Hoth level,
okay.
But I did try out pretty much all the vehicles, I think.
Right.
All the flying vehicles, which was a little awkward to get used to.
They are weird.
It's not like in Battlefield where they're kind of like more flowy.
Yeah.
Like everything happens really quickly and they're moving pretty fast. So
yeah.
It's, and but I thought it was pretty good. I'm definitely intrigued for the full product.
So how many hours do you think you put into it?
Oh, maybe two.
Okay.
I mean, I probably played the smaller level maybe half a dozen times, and then the Hoth level maybe two or three times.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
what about you, Eric? What'd you think?
I had fun with it. I mean, you guys know that I don't play a ton of FPS games.
No.
I lean much more towards role-playing, and it's very interesting, you know, playing something like this, because Destiny is the only FPS that I've been playing for years.
Yeah. And well,
so,
for days now, and you haven't been playing that very long. You said it's the first one you haven't played in years, right? So
it's the first one in years that I've even played,
and it's only been like a few weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, I got the Xbox One. What was it, even a month ago at this point?
Yeah, I don't
even
know if it was a month. Yeah, yeah. So new, kind of new to the FPS, and so what were your thoughts?
Well, it was interesting because some of the controls are not intuitively overlapped with what I was playing in Destiny, since right. Destiny is my only, you know, significant FPS experience beyond mm-hmm. just like a casual multiplayer mm-hmm. hanging out at boys' night.
That was your point of reference.
So that was my point of reference. So, you know, I'm jumping in, shooting stormtroopers.
Right.
They disabled the tutorial for the beta, yeah. so I couldn't go into the tutorial and learn how everything works.
Right.
And I just got it last night, played for like 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
jumped in, and immediately went for my go-to strategy in Destiny, which doesn't always work. You know, it's shoot guys while you're running in, uh-huh. throw your knife, and then stab them.
Right.
And the stab button for melee is a like a jetpack boost.
So you were going to do this kind of distance type move, throw a knife, due to Destiny, and instead you just burst towards the enemy.
No, even worse than that, because in Destiny I would shoot and run at them at the same time, and then I would do the throwing knife and
okay.
then melee them.
Oh, so the melee is what you're
so
talking about.
So the melee was the finishing move, and so the melee move on the Star Wars controls was that jetpack boost. So I'd get up into melee range and then jetpack boost and jump over the entire crowd of stormtroopers.
You just jump out of there.
And just fly up.
Shock and awe in reverse.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. And then I got to a point in the mission where I was fighting an AT-ST.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just wasting me. And I'm running around and jumping around, and I was finally getting the hang of the jetpack controls. And he got up right next to the escape pod, and I went and stood underneath the AT-ST and just mm-hmm. shot the shit mm-hmm. out of him. And he couldn't hit me. He couldn't move. So mm-hmm. I just blasted him. So then later in the round, I get to another AT-ST. I was like, oh, okay, I'll do the same thing. So I run right up to him and stand underneath him and start shooting him. And he stomps on me.
Oh, good.
So it seems like the very first one, like there was like a pathing bug that I might have gotten. Mm-hmm. You know, he was stuck, and so he couldn't step on me while I was directly under him because he couldn't move based off of the
kind
terrain.
Of a collision type deal, right?
Exactly.
And this time.
And the second time, he took me from like 80% health to nothing.
Just smashed you.
Just completely one flash.
So I'm going to tell you my experience with this game. I played quite a few rounds. I kept leaving it and then coming back just because I wanted to force myself to keep playing it since it wasn't going to be very long.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they took the series, the game, and dumbed it down because Star Wars is such a big franchise mm-hmm. and they made it accessible to a bigger, broader audience. I feel like they could have done the things that they've done in Battlefield, the same, you know, people that made Battlefield made this and made a really like technical and fun game. But it made me sad that it was just kind of this. Yeah, it was this like shell of a game compared to what I'm used to from DICE. Now, it looked great.
What specifically?
I mean, like, okay, so vehicles, you don't run over to a vehicle and get in. You okay. grab an icon and then you put your T-bow.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're in a vehicle.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird, but all right. Like, everything's like icons and like spawning in magically. And you can even get shot while you're doing that and mm-hmm. not get it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that type of stuff. Like, in Battlefield, like, you'd be in a situation where you're getting chased and you're like, oh my gosh. And then you jump in a tank and like you actually have some cover and you can like drive around. There's more strategy. It's like, oh my right. gosh, you know, oh, I'm safe in a tank. Now I'm going to, you know, kick some ass, and you have these adventures that last, you know.
Yeah.
And, this one, it was just like, it wasn't like that to me. And I just, like I said, it just felt really dumbed down. And I was sitting there just destroying people with the same tactic as opposed to like running around and stuff. I don't know. It was strangely not as deep as I wanted.
Interesting.
So I feel like, you know, if there's more unlocks that come out and there's more stuff that I can get that will change things, maybe that will change my mind about it, you know. But I mean, currently, I'm just like, I'll wait a week and play Fallout 4. That's honestly how I feel right now. Mm. So I hate to be a bummer about it, but yeah, I just was like, eh, it's just kind of whatever. I'd rather play Battlefield 3 or 4.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I didn't do any multiplayer. I feel like it's the kind of game where I would probably want a more robust single-player campaign. And if the final release doesn't have much in the way of a single-player campaign, I probably won't get it.
Well, I mean, you're not way into that Twitch gaming. You're into like the real like methodical thought process. Now, you think fast, of course, but it's more of a strategy. That's kind of all the games you've played you've been good at.
I like a ton of character development.
Yeah.
Being able to customize and specialize and mm-hmm. really find your niche and then exploit that one angle.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of that type of thing, except with the strategy of Twitch gaming. Like, I want a lot of depth and a lot of options and craziness, because as you develop as the gamer and learn it more, you can kind of like, you can do amazing things because you've learned all these little ways to avoid and get towards things and, you know, exploit and do these things. But yeah, in this, it just felt like run to a trench and hopefully, like, you don't turn and see Darth Vader, because he'll just waste you instantly, you know? But there were some funny moments. I saw in AT-AT, smash Vader, which was hilarious. Nice. And I've seen videos of that happening, actually, to Luke Skywalker, too. So
yeah.
I threw a grenade and killed a TIE fighter. That was right cool. I mean, there are moments that are cool. But yeah, again, I don't know if it will pull me in.
I like... I mean, with, you know, the comparison to Battlefield, because obviously they're, you know, it's the same studio that's making that.
Right.
But, you know, I like that they're trying to do stuff with more, like, scenario-based gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, Battlefield, it's, I mean, I don't, I mean, there may have been stuff that was more, I guess there has been stuff that's sort of like attack, defend, you know, but it's not, like, full on, like...
They had, like, Levolution, which was one way that changed things, you know. They didn't have a lot where it's like, these things are coming and you got to stop them. So yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I kind of like that there's, like, a scenario. I mean, you know, people, you know, they've talked about how it's like, oh, the Rebels haven't won. I think I actually won both times I played as Rebels on that level. Me too. I don't think it's as unbalanced as people were claiming.
No, not at all.
But...
It's because people don't do the, you know, play the objective.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, we did it both times. And it's like, because the first time we played it and that bombing run came in and everybody just turned like with their, you know, their rifles and stuff and just started shooting at it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, all right. Like, I guess, like, anything can damage it. Everybody totally. Just turns whatever they've got at the time.
In fact, you have ion blasts, which you can charge your gun and shoot at tanks and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't
stuff.
Have that at the time, but I guess, so everybody would turn on it, and, you know, the few times I was flying, I would just strafe and shoot at it and whatnot. Right. That's the one thing I'm not sure how I felt about was the flying. Like, it would probably take some time to get used to that, how fast everything moves. But it's cool that, you know, the stuff has different, everything has different weapons. I like that, you know, like with the AT-ST, it's not just the one gun, you know, there's like the three different weapons. And even with the AT-AT, even though you're not controlling the AT-AT itself, you still get, you know, a selection of weapons to choose from.
That's one thing I wasn't able to try was the big AT-AT.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you get in and you only get like a minute in it before it kicks you out.
Gotcha. Okay.
Obviously, you can't like die unless because it's like an objective thing. So, you know, like you could just be in there forever until the end. So I guess they wanted to time it so that you can't just sit in there forever.
Right, right. So I guess to get back to what I'm saying, I mean, I guess it's faster and it's not going to be like a Battlefield where you have like snipers and different like, you know, size levels. It's going to be more fast and frenetic, you know, and crazy. Yeah. And I get that. So, I'm sure it was something
they planned
out.
There's probably a lot more. I mean, like the cards and stuff. Like, I'm sure we didn't see everything
it
has to offer, too.
But yeah, you know, as of right now, I'm looking at it and I'm like, it's fun. I had a good time, but I don't know how long it would pull me in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to a tutorial.
I bet. Yeah, just to teach you how to do things.
Like, what do these buttons do? I had 30 seconds to figure out how to shoot things and then I'm in combat.
Yeah.
See, I think, is it the same setup as Battlefield? Because I felt like I was there. Like, it didn't, nothing, none of the buttons messed me up.
It was very close. Yeah. You can set up your buttons in the way you put your hand, they call it, your hand. So you can put this sniper on your left bumper. And
Yeah.
You can do that, which changes around. But yeah, the basics were the same.
Yeah.
The basics were the same. But you know what? That's a tough franchise to I mean, everyone's a critic when it comes to Star Wars. And so I didn't even care about the Star Wars stuff. I was just like, I just want a really deep game, you know?
Yeah.
So
I was, I think one of the things I like is that it's something different for the FPS game, because I feel like it's really just been dominated by mostly modern like shooters.
Yeah,
you know,
military lately. Or mystical.
Yeah,
like Destiny. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Destiny's even an outlier. You know, like, I mean,
that's true.
The dominant games are like the Call of Duties and the Battlefield for the most part right now.
Totally.
So it's good. It's good to see something different from, you know, in an FPS, you know, because it was getting pretty stale.
Yeah. So we shall see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of other gaming news, and I know this is really exciting for all the girls that listen and whatnot, but let's just keep going with it. Microtransactions on Destiny. They just came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is that where those emotes
those dancing okay. emotes and mm-hmm. all that stuff, they're like $1 here, $2 there, $5 here, you know, whatever.
How much was the Carlton?
$5.
All right.
I bought that instantly.
It's legit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love how some of them, so obviously in the game you have the rare and, you know, the epic and all that stuff, or legendary, you know. Mm-hmm. So the Carlton is a legendary emote. It's purple. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is that something you can just have equipped and use anytime?
So the one bummer that I found was all these emotes, you can't map out to all your emotes like, okay, this one I want up, this one I want on the right. It's just the left emote.
Oh, really?
So that's you can only choose one that you bought to use on your left directional pad. So I bought four, thinking I could just map them all out.
The other three just like stock ones that everybody has? Or something?
Yeah, it's the standard like dance, sit down, point, I think is the other one. No, point is not the other one. There's dance, there's sit down. I don't know what the other one is now.
Huh.
Oh, wave. You can wave. Really. Yeah. So I guess they just want you to always be able to dance, always be able to sit down, always be able to wave.
Hmm.
And then your other one could be another dance if you're just in a dancey mood. Or a weird, you know, bow. Yeah. Or, yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if they'll consider changing that now that the microtransactions and people being like, hey, I just bought all these emotes. I want them to be at my beck and call, you know.
Well, what's funny is you get 15 minutes after you buy them, and it says you can return them in that amount of time to get silver back. Yeah, the silver that you buy from the Microsoft store, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's one way as you, like, learn. Like, oh, I just bought $50 in emotes. I can only use one. Return.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, having a 15-minute return policy is better than the no return policy.
Totally. But guess what? You get it returned in the in-game currency. So
which
where
is the
else? You're not getting your money back. You already did that purchase.
Well, you can sell all of your little ones for one big purple one.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
Were there any other changes, or was that?
In the Iron Banner came out. So the Iron Banner's a crucible. It's the PvP, and it's set up for. Okay, so normal crucible is just balanced, but no matter what level, what light level, any of that stuff. But crucible takes into consideration the guns you use, your light level, your level. So if you go in there and you're
to place you with people that are
well,
around there, rather
I mean, not necessarily. It's kind of like a just. They more try to place you with people with the same skill set. I think that's the normal matchmaking for Xbox. You know, you have that, what is it, the skill rating or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
And you could be really great at Crucible, but a level 26, and you're going to be matched up with level 40s, I'm sure. You'll just get blown away. Now, it's
sometimes
not,
it don't, sometimes don't matter.
It's not considerable, but I mean, you know, probably kill a guy in one less shot compared to him, you know, like... Just enough where in Twitch gaming, like, you will dominate them if you play hard enough. So those are the two biggest. But, yeah, that's about it.
I, you know, I can say being, you know, that I've played quite a good amount of the of NBA 2K16 online recently with my buddy.
You just said there was dances in that, right?
there are dances. There's really stupid stuff in there, too. Because it's, I mean, you can imagine... a lot of the type of people that would play that game online. There's a lot of assholes, you know, and so there's a lot of people doing real stupid shit.
There's assholes online?
Oh, yeah.
What?
No, especially in this game. Especially in this game. Sports games are really bad in particular.
Yeah.
You know, like you get a lot of people that want to just talk shit and, you know, say things they shouldn't be saying a lot.
I noticed that in, I know this sounds weird, but Instagram. So I'm like part of NFL really? Instagram.
Oh, God.
And it will show like the Patriots, and then it will say load comments, and I'll load comments, and it's just people being racist to each other and just calling their teams the worst and worst names. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's
poisonous.
Awful.
It's so awful.
The internet is a great place for people to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Fortunately, we're always in a party, so I don't know if people are talking and you can hear them or whatever, but you know, like the dances and all that stupid shit and whatnot. But you know, the reason I brought that up is cuz you know, you play and it's just this big park setting. Like you literally load in and it's like a giant park and there's just courts, and there's just people walking around, and you just walk up and be like, hey, I got next.
You know? Oh, and so then it's, like, that's kind of cool. So it's like MMO?
Sort of, in a way, yeah. And there's like three factions, and you choose one to be part of. And then you can go to rival parks.
Let's call it what it is. You're in a gang.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, cool.
The Bloods.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly.
And then you can go to other ones and earn more rep by, like, taking on people in their own park.
Gotcha.
But, you know, like, anybody can be there. So it's like sometimes, you know, Tony and I, like, we'll play, you know, guys. Like, we're pretty high rated. He's got, like, a 91 overall, and I've got an 85. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we'll play guys, you know, two level 70s or two 70s overall, and they'll whoop our ass. And then we'll play a couple 99s, and they'll just want to dribble all over and, like, shoot fadeaway threes and shit, and they're just awful. They just play a ton, so they have, you know, really highly rated characters.
Right.
You know, so it's, I mean, you never know what you're going to get. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I imagine it's the I same learned way. That from like, Forrest Gump. You just get people that play a lot of Destiny, but they're not particularly good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then you get people who, you know, don't have the greatest stuff, and they'll fucking, you know, wreck shop. All day. Yeah.
So in that basketball game, can you create a guy that looks like Wesley Snipes and a guy that looks like Woody Harrelson?
You could, yeah.
I want to do that.
The single player was done by Spike Lee. So there's like this weird-ass story where you're... They've kind of added a story into the career mode, okay. And you start as like a high school kid in Harlem,
uh-huh.
and then you play some high school, and then you go and you go off to college and you play some mm-hmm. games in your college, and then you get drafted or whatever. But it's really awkward because you create this guy, and it's like, I created this white guy, mm-hmm. and he's like, hey, here's my twin black sister, so-and-so, and here's my black parents, and I'm
it's
from
just
Harlem.
Always
it's
they're fraternal. The
same thing, yeah.
They're fraternal.
Yeah.
So you could be a white dude, Chinese,
doesn't
Korean.
Doesn't matter. You're a black dude from Harlem.
You could be a bear.
Yeah.
You could be like a giraffe.
Anything.
And you have black parents.
Yep.
Now
you could be Air Bud.
Okay. Spud McKenzie.
Yeah.
So,
it's a little weird. I appreciate that they tried to do that, but... The fact that they kind of like made it so one-dimensional and targeted obviously at one sort of audience is a little
wow, that's pretty
strange.
Narrow-minded kind of,
yeah.
You know? I mean, like, is it that hard to imagine, like, I mean, there's white families in Harlem, right?
I probably, there's at least one, I would imagine.
Allow me to pull up the latest census data.
nope.
That is so weird. So, okay, so these people live in Harlem, but they have enough money to adopt...
Yeah, yeah, me.
And adoption's very expensive.
Yeah, I don't know what they... I know, obviously, that she's not my real twin sister, but they keep telling me.
Oh, so wait, they say twin.
Oh, yeah, no,
what
she's a real
hell?
Twin.
What the hell?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the part... Okay, now, you said that earlier, and I'm just processing it now. It's like, this is my twin sister, and it's this black girl.
Yeah.
It's like they told you this lie that you were like, yeah, you're our real son, and this is your twin sister, and you believed it.
It's
albino.
Just Steve Martin from The Jerk. That's all it is. He grew up a poor black boy.
Oh, my gosh. So that's...
It's a little bit strange. Yeah. I appreciate... I mean, it's kind of fun playing... You know, you play some of the high school games, and you can win state or whatever, and mm-hmm. then you know, there's like eight colleges that recruit you, and you play some college games.
That's cool.
You know, so it's, I appreciate that they tried to do something other than just like, you know, the generic career
right.
stuff.
Then you get arrested for stealing crab from the supermarket. You lose your scholarship.
Well, I eventually started...
You beat your girlfriend.
I eventually started skipping stuff.
Started dogfighting.
Like skipping the story mode stuff. But I think your like best friend who's like, you know, this annoying guy who's like, you know, and they're all like, hey, you got to get rid of that guy. He's not good news or whatever. I think he ends up getting killed at some point in your story mode.
Dang.
Yeah. But
is he your twin best friend?
He is not. No, no, no. But he is also black. So yeah.
Okay. But yeah. He's bad news.
Yeah. Apparently, I think he gets killed. I don't know because I started skipping all the story shit. I was like, God, this is fucking awful.
It was
I'm
getting
tired
bad.
Of listening to this. Yeah.
It's like The Notebook.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Is that a reference to The Notebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never saw it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I never saw it.
Did you? You never saw it, huh?
No, I didn't.
Oh, geez. You want to watch it?
That was like the one thing that I said that was true.
That's right. You didn't.
Whole
see it, yeah.
list of bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that bullshit one? That podcast of ours?
I think I listened to the first like 35 minutes and then... Mike started talking about something really gross, and I was
yeah.
I
that Mike
I
does that.
It off. Yeah,
couldn't.
Was it the aristocrats?
I think it was the deli meat.
Yeah, something weird.
Oh, well, it happens.
Yeah, I was like, all right. Yeah,
that's probably when my mom shut it off, too.
Probably.
Okay, click.
Yeah.
We need to have an option where, you know, the people who are listening can actually hit mute on individual mics so they can stop listening to someone if they're grossed out.
And like Mike Davis or Mike Picaro? Or
yeah, just those two. Not microphones, mics.
Right. Okay.
Individual since Mike Davis mics, isn't here tonight, then. Right. And actually, Picaro isn't either.
No, he is. We just muted him.
He's been on mute the whole time. We're testing out the mute.
Hold on.
We're going to let Mike speak for a second.
A man of few words.
Yeah. That was an amazing insight.
I don't think that's true, Mike, but yeah, whatever.
So I did ask Daniel actually to fill in today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And this is the second time I asked. It was a Kings game this time. He was like,
he's already given up on the Dodgers.
He's like, just pissed. Well, you know, it's pretty hard. Some of those tickets.
Yeah. Was he at the Kings game? Is that why?
He was going to, I think when I asked him. Earlier, so missed on that. But yeah, speaking of LA teams, Dodgers won.
Dodgers won tonight, tied up the series.
That's good news. Yeah.
And the Cubbies.
Cubs shut down the
NLCS.
Cardinals. Good to hear that.
So that should be interesting. I mean, the Dodgers, if the Dodgers don't win, I want to see the Cubs win.
Yeah?
Yeah. That'd be cool to see that curse finally broken.
Yeah. How long has it been?
It has been 106 years.
Is that the worst one?
About right.
Something like that. Oh, yeah.
It's like, really?
Jeez. And I think the second longest is my team, the Indians.
The Indians?
Since 1947, 48?
Well, no. It was since what? When that movie came out.
Since Major League?
Yeah, Major League. Did they win that one?
Did they win the World Series in that? I thought that was just like the pennant. I could be mixing that up with Angels in the Outfield.
The only thing I remember from that movie is the No Crying in Baseball. That's pretty much it.
That was not the same movie.
Yeah.
That's not the same movie, but I realize that.
That movie takes place about the last time that the Indians won the World Series, probably. Yeah. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah, wow. So, the League of Our Own?
Yeah.
Really?
Because that was World War II, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was shortly after that, the Indians won their last World Series.
Wow, how depressing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah.
But
I bet whatever. The Giants fans feel for you. They've Giants? Just been, like, killing it lately.
Oh, yeah.
How many have they won in the last 10 years?
Baseball Giants?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Why are the Giants even a topic of conversation?
I know
they're already eliminated.
I know. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Let's go back to baseball movies instead of talking about the Giants.
Sounds good. So
I loved Bull Durham.
Okay,
that was great.
Okay,
very enjoyable. Did you guys see Moneyball?
I did.
Yeah,
I liked Moneyball, but I'm that guy who every single statistic that they post up on the TV, I'm like, oh, that's fascinating, and it's weird that somebody would even think to track that.
Yeah.
Lauren says that stuff all the time.
Now, baseball's full of that, that's for sure. They make up new numbers every year to keep it.
Now, this guy is batting .500 from the right side of the plate against left-handed pitchers on Tuesdays in months that end in Y.
Yes.
Like, they get a little bit
and
too
while
specific
he has
on some
only
of those.
Two kids. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time that he's faced this pitcher this season. Last time they faced each other, they both played for different teams. And, I'm not sure what bearing that has on, you know, the performance on this, but let's just see some good pitches and see if they get those turned around.
Yeah, they just are full of that kind of information. Baseball's rife with that stuff. But I guess that, you know, that's what you like. That's what you like.
Well, I think it's funny, though, because I feel like I've been spoiled with very interesting baseball anecdotes from Vin Scully.
Yeah.
You know, growing up listening to Vin Scully and with him still being on the air, and he is just a vast pool of baseball knowledge. And every time he says something, I'm wondering whether he's just remembering it because he was there or if he's got it queued up and somebody's feeding him the information.
Kevin Rodriguez, our buddy, actually went to like his niece's house, or someone related to him, heard his voice, said, "Oh, the Dodgers are playing."
Oh,
and then walked in the other room and he was just there talking to someone. Yeah, just randomly.
That's awesome.
His voice is amazing. How much longer do you think he's going to do it?
Probably only a couple more years.
You think so?
Yeah, he's out right now, wasn't it, for surgery?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he and had then some surgery. So
he's already where he only was doing games from Denver and west. He wasn't doing wasn't doing any games on the other side of Denver. I think just it
didn't
was
want
this
to travel
season.
That far.
Yeah, he stays home. He only does the home games and the the local West Coast games plus Arizona and Denver.
Gotcha. Huh. I need to watch more Dodgers. I have a rough time watching baseball. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. it's hard. It's not even the occasional times that the Indians are on TV, I won't usually sit and watch it intently. Occasionally I will, but it's rough.
Well, I'm a lucky guy.
That's a little different.
I'm a lucky guy because Erin likes watching baseball too.
Well, that's good.
She's a Phillies fan, but I love her anyway.
That's good.
Especially now that we've got half of the Phillies playing for Los Angeles teams.
Right. Yeah. I don't mind watching. I take it back. I don't mind watching baseball. It's just I don't get all into how each team is doing. Every team just kind of blends together. And it's sometimes I'll pass judgment on it. I'll be like, oh, the Marlins, oh man, they sucked back when I remember thinking about the Marlins, or and I could be totally wrong. I'm just saying, the Pirates are the new kids on the block. And that's the kind of the part where I think I fall flat because I just don't have enough knowledge of it.
The regular season is just so long. It's hard to really care about individual games during the regular season until it comes down to like the last month, and your team's in line for a playoff spot or something like that. Early on, it's just like, all right, hey, my favorite pitcher did well, or my favorite guy hit a home run. And you're like,
yeah. On the one hand, it's such a long season that it's hard to maintain enthusiasm through 162 games. But on the flip side, it's 162 games long. If you only catch 2-3 games a week, you're a pretty good fan.
Yeah, that's big time. Yeah, I don't. I catch maybe 5 to 10 the entire season.
Yeah.
One of the things that I like about baseball is that you can listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
And you still get a pretty good feel for the game.
Yeah.
It's still, you can have some excitement going on.
You can hear the excitement. That's part of it that I really enjoy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The sounds are pretty amazing in that because it's not happening constantly. I mean, you listen to basketball and it's like you hear a lot of dribbling and shoes squeaking and then everything stops. And then it starts again because that's the shot, or whatever,
Exactly.
And it's hard to get in, because with baseball you can imagine because it's like you can picture it in your head. You're like, hey, so-and-so's on first. He's got a good lead. And he swings and hits it out to right field or whatever, and it drops in front of the right fielder. And it's like you can see that where it's like basketball, it's a lot harder to put a picture in your head.
Yeah.
Or football. I mean, football is a little easier because you can be like, around the right side, and you can kind of like get an idea where it's like basketball. It's like, hey, and he passes it to, and he's on the wing, and I can't get a mental picture of where all these guys are at once on the court.
And for me, my drive to and from work is 45 minutes to an hour each way. And so if the Dodgers are playing anywhere outside of our time zone, I'm able to listen to them
That's cool.
while I'm driving home, which is kind of nice, be able to listen, whether it's Vin Scully or anybody else. It's good being able to hear the game if I can't see it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll hear the game, and then I get home, and it's like, well, I got to listen to, like, 3 innings while I was in the car for an hour, so that was good enough for tonight. I've got other stuff I got to get done now that I'm home.
Yeah. No, that's totally true. It is definitely radio-friendly. It is fun to watch, fun to listen to, I should say. But one thing about watching that one of my buddies talked about was watching each pitch, like seeing how they mess with the batters and what they choose to do when some of these really big time pitchers come up.
Just that seeing one, the movement on like the curveballs and the sliders,
some of it's so dirty. They throw some of the dirtiest pitches. Well, it's crazy.
Kershaw was pitching tonight. That guy's got some serious movement.
Yeah. That guy throws crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the only sport where there's that you know, one-on-one, you know, play after play, you know, it's one guy on one guy, you know, right. for the most part, unless there's, you know, a hit or something like that. But,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of unique in that way. And it's mano-y-mano.
I guess the only other one would be, what, cricket?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Cricket?
I mean, basketball, you occasionally, you know.
Yeah, you have your...
Even still, it's, you know, it's there's a lot more going on with the other players to... You know, unless they're just full on ISO mode, you right. know, one on one, but that's very rare. But
or,
yeah.
Or, you know, in soccer, when you get the shootouts down towards the end when you're trying to make a decision on a game.
Yeah.
But that's not what the sport is
not the norm.
Like, built yeah, around. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? That's, yeah, it's not the norm, exactly. Still fun. Mm-hmm. I think that's why they're so fun.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh man, one on one.
Did you see that hockey has changed their overtime format this season?
Hockey?
I think it's like.
I didn't hear about that.
I don't know exactly how it goes, but you like each team they go down to like 4-on-4 and then like 3-on-3 or something like that in overtime. So it's like
really,
yeah. So they had a game the other night where it got down to 3-on-3 and it was just like crazy, like breakaway after breakaway,
really
like back and forth.
That's
and whatever.
Cool.
And it's funny because I mean it seemed really exciting, but even after that. The team that won, they won the game. The coach was like, this is madness. Like, this isn't hockey or whatever. And, like, they were all, like, upset about how, the, you know, even though they won, that they're like, this is how it played out or whatever. Like, this isn't how it should be. And I was like, eh.
Turns it into a marathon of sprinting.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, exciting for the fans, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you could get bogged down. I mean, hockey's had some really crazy long overtimes before. You know, because everybody just turtles up and,
right.
you know,
right.
because you don't want to, you give up the one goal and it's, you know, it's
yeah.
over. So
yeah.
it's,
oh, man, that must be interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy to watch.
Yeah, that's cool. You know what else changed was pretty cool is what they've done with the NFL.
Oh, yeah. The
now the
extra
kickers,
points.
The extra point is pulled back, what, how long, how far back? Is it 5 or 10 yards?
They're like on the 15-yard line now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then it's closer for the two-point conversion?
I don't think the two-point conversion changed.
That one didn't change?
No,
okay.
I think it's always been like the one-yard line.
Huh.
But, yeah, I mean, you're actually seeing, you know, people occasionally miss extra points
yeah.
and people actually going for two more often. So that's kind of cool to see.
They were saying after week 4 or 5, there was 6 or 7 missed field goals, and that was the total for last year.
Last year.
Some
yeah.
weird stat
wow.
like that. Yeah,
wow.
So it didn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take long.
You know, I've actually watched more football this year than in any other year recently.
What, any reason why?
Part of it was like, yeah, I feel like paying a little bit more attention, seeing what's going on.
Sure.
And part of it was I had Aaron's car was in the shop getting some work done, and I sat at a bar and watched football.
Okay.
And so I got to catch the last 5 minutes of 3 different games, so it took 2 hours.
Gotcha.
Cool. Yeah,
it was good though. It was fun.
Were they exciting games or just kind of blah?
They were close.
Okay, good.
Okay.
They were close
because blowouts
say,
are never
watch,
fun.
Yeah, I was like, did you watch all the late games from this Sunday?
No,
all the 1 o'clock games from this last Sunday were bloody awful.
Yeah,
there were like 3, and they were all blowouts.
Yeah,
no,
Patriots
was,
Cowboys.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the Bengals win. I watched the Titans win.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bengals versus Seattle. No, that was this.
That was
Sunday.
This week. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was a good game. Yeah, there were good games early on, and then all the late games this week sucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were like 3 overtime games in the first.
Well, even some of these weird games like the 49ers game. Like,
yeah, I worked last night and the night before, so I didn't get to watch either. Because I think the Steelers won on a last-second run
uh-huh.
last night, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and that was fun,
yeah.
even though, you know, not a great team versus not a great team.
Yeah.
You know? but it was close. Then Giants. It was 49ers Giants, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be dumb."
Yeah. Then they
then,
win at the like,
yeah,
close
they,
to the last
crazy
second
catch at the end.
Yeah.
So it's been a fun season. Plus, there's 6 teams, I believe, that are
undefeated still, which
wow.
is the most since like
1970.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So
crazy.
That's intense.
So yeah, 4 are 5-0, and 2 are 4-0 because they have bye weeks.
Yeah.
Panthers. Where did that come from? Weird.
A shitty division. I
yeah.
don't know.
Denver, who has, you know, the oldest quarterback
yeah.
in the universe
yeah.
playing, who doesn't have an arm, but he's undefeated. I don't know how they did that.
Yeah, their defense is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals are
Bengals?
Undefeated. Yeah.
I mean, because he's a ginger, obviously.
Yeah.
Dalton's killing it.
And then you look at some of the teams that are like, you know, I mean, the Ravens, like 1-4.
Right.
The Seahawks, 2-3. Yeah. The Niners are 2-3, 1-4.
No, 1-4. 1-4. Yeah.
Like some of these teams that were like really great.
Right.
I mean, the Niners and the Ravens were in the Super Bowl two years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, and now they're both 1-4. I mean, they're just totally falling apart.
That was the weird part. You got the Ravens, and then they win, and then they just get rid of, like, everyone.
Yeah.
The 49ers almost did the same thing. I mean, this year, they got rid of their coach, and then, like, everyone retired. And,
yeah, people were retiring. People got traded. That franchise is a mess, which is crazy to think, you know, they went from being in a Super Bowl and then the NFC Championship game to where they are now. Like, how much 1 year can make a difference?
Would you say that each sport is like this? Like, I feel like the NFL, like, from year to year, completely changes. Like, just, I mean, sometimes teams are, like, carry over and it's very similar, but I feel like there's some pretty significant changes with the team year over year.
Every time I feel like, oh, yeah, there's a dynasty coming, things are completely different the next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I think, not to necessarily want to talk about the Giants, but back to San Francisco Giants.
Sure.
They didn't even make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Last year, they won.
Right.
The year before that, they didn't make the playoffs. The year before that, they won.
That's so weird.
The year before that, they didn't make the playoffs. But the year before that, they won.
Ugh.
So they've won three times in the last 6 years and never back-to-back. And the seasons that they didn't win, they didn't even make it to the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that's like the New York Giants as well, you know, in football.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, you know, but they'll be mediocre all year and then miss the playoffs, and then they'll squeak into the playoffs and then go on a run and win the Super Bowl. You know, that's how they've done both their Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's so weird.
You know, and they beat a team, you know, they beat the Patriots both times, which were arguably better teams in both cases.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
that was the helmet catch, right? One of them?
One of them, yeah.
Where he, like, grabbed it and pushed it against his helmet and landed because it was the only way he could hang on because the defender was right in his face.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to have control.
Yeah.
That was, I saw.
It's easier when the ball's deflated.
Oh, geez. You just cram it into your visor. There you go.
It's just like,
it's going nowhere.
Tuck it in. It's like, yeah, pull that out.
they're talking about how, because the Patriots beat the Cowboys this last weekend, and they're like, there's some meme that was like that moment.
I saw it.
That moment you realize you're helping the Giants get into the playoffs or something like that. Because like,
right? Oh, because of the division.
The Giants are like, yeah, the Giants are the Patriots' kryptonite when it comes to.
I saw another meme with Tom Brady, and it says, "We're playing the Cowboys this week. Oh, another bye week.
Yeah,
so brutal. Yeah,
dude, that's the Cowboys are another team, man. That team's in disarray right now.
They look good for a while too. And the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles are so shocking.
Yeah.
Even though they won, I mean, okay, so to get you up to speed with the Eagles, they made some big moves. Like they got like the top running back, and they have this other running back that's like super solid. They had a really good quarterback change compared to, you know, what he did last year. Like they just did everything.
Yeah, they had one of the best running backs in the league, traded him, and then signed the best running back from last year.
Uh-huh.
They traded their starting quarterback from last year.
Uh-huh.
You know, like it just some of their receivers are gone. Like it's all over the place or whatever. And they killed it in preseason, and then they came out super slow to start this season. I think they did good this week. Last
Murray
week,
did good.
But yeah, I mean, it's weird how that shit happens.
So I want to. I got to bring this up. So my buddy Jeremy is way into role playing games and Dungeons and Dragons and board games and all this stuff, and he's so offended when people call him a nerd about this stuff because he's mainly sports people. Because he's like, you guys are nerds. You're looking at stats. You're playing fantasy football. Like, you're doing the same thing we do. But, you know, these are real life, you know, based off real life players. I mean, you have guys with stats and all, you know, you have even cards that have them. You know, it's like, it's so the same thing.
Absolutely.
And so I said, well, with that being said, I mean, do you have something against people that watch sports? And he's like, yeah, I just don't know why you would do that. So I'm like, well, you're doing the same thing then, because if you're going to discriminate against them and they're discriminating against you, it's just kind of a draw, right? So What are your feelings about this? Do you feel like sports fanatics are just as nerdy as like Dungeons and Dragon nerds? To some degree, I would say they're even worse. I mean, some people know every stat of every year.
Well, you see, it's interesting. In both things, you can go a lot of different directions.
Uh-huh.
Like when it comes to sports, I love knowing the rules. I love knowing the nuances, understanding, you know, when they substitute someone out, why they're doing it, what the strategy is behind it. You know, when there's a review on the play, what is being reviewed? Why is it being reviewed? Why do they think they've got a shot at getting that turned over?
Right.
Not everybody, you know, enjoys the technical side of it that much.
Yeah.
A lot of people just watch and they're just like, this is my team. Go team.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what sport it is. So I think that people like myself who are very into the technical aspect of it, super nerdy about it. I can sit at a baseball game and actually fill out the scorecard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's enjoyable. I've done it at Dodger games before. I don't do it every time because it requires a lot of focus to be able to actually watch every single pitch to be able to get your scorecard perfect. But
is that something people do pretty regularly?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's not... I mean, is there a group of people that at every game is probably at least one person trying to do that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm sure
at every game there's at least one.
I mean, obviously the person paid to do it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Dodger Stadium.
No, there's people that do it. Yeah. Like
63,000 seats.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
There's somebody sitting there filling out a scorecard.
Sure. Okay. Fair.
But on the flip side, you know, they're spending 2, 3, 4 hours watching football, watching baseball per day, maybe.
Yeah.
On the weekend, and then maybe catching a game during the week.
College football, they'll anything.
Absolutely.
Some people will just try to find, you know, women's softball. I knew one of my old employees. He would bet on Olympic sports like a women's hockey.
Really?
Like he had a bookie where he could just bet on anything.
That's crazy.
And he'd bet on like women's hockey just because he was such a fanatical
gambler.
Yeah, he's a gambler. You know, that was really what it's about. But so yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah,
but then when you look at it like as far as like pen and paper being like, oh, you're so nerdy playing Dungeons and Dragons or those role playing games and rolling those giant dice.
Mm-hmm.
Say, how much time are you spending on that? Are you spending 4 hours a day on the weekend,
and, right?
You know, 2, 3 hours in the evenings during the week playing that.
Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah, and even so, that might even be less than the amount of time that the guys watch, you know, or girls watch sports. Go on to websites to check that out. Go on Facebook to check out their teams. Go on Instagram to do that. Buy their clothes that are attached to it. I mean, you got two. I have my Cal hat on. You have a Cal hat and a Packers shirt on. I mean, yeah.
My shirt, Aaron made it. So
no, that's fine. But you have a Dodgers hat. I mean, you know, it exists in your wardrobe.
I do have multiple Dodgers hats. I have a Dodgers jersey. I've got a Dodgers commemorative T-shirt from when the Dodgers and the Red Sox played a preseason exhibition game at the Coliseum for the Dodgers' 50th anniversary in Los Angeles.
There you go.
I only wear that shirt when I go to games.
Okay. That's fair. Is that superstition?
That shirt will never be replaced.
Okay. Gotcha. So, even if it looks like you make cheese with it?
Well, it was, 6 years ago? And I've worn it maybe 8 times over 6 years.
Okay, yeah.
So you just don't want to wear it out so that you can still use it when you need to.
I don't want to wear it out because it's a unique event. That was actually the game that set the single game attendance record for Major League Baseball.
Oh, wow.
Because the LA Coliseum seats 100,000.
So do you have... Yeah, it's huge.
You had like 80,000 people worth of game.
That's crazy. Do you have it in like a vacuum-sealed wardrobe bag?
No, it's just hanging on a regular...
Like when you zip it open, all the smoke comes out?
It's just a regular wire hanger.
Okay, just curious. I just wanted to paint a picture. Well, with that being said, I appreciate... Well,
I was going
to
say...
Yeah, what's up?
I think the one sort of like difference, I think that consciously or subconsciously that people think about when they're talking about like the difference between sports or like... You know, the traditional nerd, I think, is what they'll consider real in a way.
Okay.
You know, like sports is something like tangible that we can see for the most part. It's happening with real people doing real things, you know, where it's like, you know, with like a role playing game, it's something, you know, the the pen, paper, and dice are there, you know, and then maybe figures and a, you know, game board. Mm-hmm. But other than that, everything else is, you know, happening mm-hmm. in the imaginations mm-hmm. yeah. Of the players or whatnot.
Sure.
So
sure.
I think that's where it partly comes in. I don't, you know, well, to also, me it makes no difference, but...
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference, but also it's not like everyone cheers for the same, you know, dice roll. Like... It's not like, hey, I'm going to cheer for...
The Trogdor.
Yeah, I can't wait to cheer for your character, and everyone else cheers for it, because obviously one thing about sports is people connect because they're like, oh, you're a Dodger fan, or you're a Packer fan, or you're a whatever fan, mm-hmm. and they're this big group now, and they'll meet right. at bars that are devoted to that team, and they'll get together, and, absolutely. You know, have, you know, so there is a giant social aspect, and I don't want to say that D&D isn't social, but it's social in a much more, you know, it's a microcosm compared to all that, you right. know? So, in that instance, I think fans can become even more fanatical because they're surrounded by more of each other, mm-hmm. and maybe that's why they spend much more time with it. Who knows?
But on the flip side of what Colin was saying, we've got when you think about it, sports fans they're not active participants. They're not doing anything. It's completely passive involvement. You're cheering, absolutely, but your intent, regardless of superstition, actually doesn't play out in the events of the game at all. Whereas someone who is doing pen and paper role playing, they're very involved.
Yes.
They're, you can't be a spectator and actually participate in that.
But let's be honest, if you're doing fantasy football, who you put in and how they do is a total dice roll.
There's definitely,
you know, and there's a chance maybe one of these guys are good and you get a double dice roll. Who knows? You know, so you get a chance to get twice as much. But overall, It's watching these little guys run around, which are their dice, mm-hmm. basically seeing if they crit and win the game. You know, it's an interesting thing that my buddy brought up, and I get it. I think he was more focusing on just being a fan of these things, but yeah, when you dive into it, they are different in a lot of ways, and they're very similar in a lot of ways. So there's that,
and they're both very enjoyable in a lot of ways.
They are. So is there anything else you guys like to share before we close this down? Anything?
No. We're all showing Eric. My dad still has his ticket from when he went to Game 3 of the 1963 World Series.
Dang.
Yeah, you got to see, I think...
Was that Drysdale?
Drysdale pitched that. It was Drysdale. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think Koufax pitched the next game, and that was the clinching game. I think they swept that year.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Be fanatical. And
go Dodgers.
Yeah, go Dodgers. And go Packers.
Yes. And stay nerdy and stay dirty. And
no, that's it. I think that's it.
Go Cal.
Go Cal, arms. Even though they lost to Utah. Dumb.
Go Gadget, stay nerdy.
That was close, man. That was a close game, but they should have won.
Four picks. Nah. Stupid.
Five picks.
Oh, five. That's right. Ugh.
Yeah. Is this actually the worst interruption after the end that we've ever had?
No, but it's getting close.
Is it?
It might be now.
What kind of timer is it at this point?
Now it is.
Now, right now.
Fair enough.
I think it is now.
All right. Stay nerdy and stay dirty.
Ish.
Yeah, whatever.
No, do that.
No.